I think John Kearns is going to come out and talk to us.
Okay, yes, well, then let's get the master chef out here himself. John Kearns, ladies and gentlemen, from one of his seven restaurants. He's taking a break. And look, he brought stuff with him. I bet it's good food.
Ooh-wee.
Good to see you again.
Yeah,
have you recovered from last night? Did you go out after we saw you at the snack bar? Or?
No, absolutely. I went home to
straight home.
Rest up to start teaching my baby how to crawl this morning, which is.
Is she doing crawling lessons now?
Yeah, absolutely. She's.
Do you crawl yourself to show her how to do it?
I'm still working on it.
Let's see your crawl. You want? I think I've seen your bar crawl there a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? You can kind of spit on one place from the other. Every
you know
time.
That meal at the snack bar? I said afterwards, it's like the best meal I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
You know, honest to God, and I'm not.
Thank you. Right.
It was okay. So I got a green salad and lamb chops. It doesn't sound very exotic or anything, but the green salad was just, I don't know what was in there, but it was. I wanted to eat the plate.
Well.
And the lamb chops were unbelievably flavorful, delicious, just unbelievable.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you saying that, and would love to take it personally.
Yeah,
but I would be remiss if I didn't say that I had absolutely nothing to do with anything you ate last night. It's all our chef at Snack Bar is one of my dearest friends and one of the most wonderful chefs that I know.
Yeah.
Vish just does an incredible job over there.
Yeah, your chef is named
Vish Bhatt.
Vish Bhatt.
Yeah.
God,
right?
It was good. Boy.
It's tough. They say, you know, it's the word around town is just that, you know, he's kicking our butts at City Grocery every day. You know, it's just getting better and better all the time. So.
Yeah. Would you still cook it all yourself in any of these places?
Not as much as I used to by any means. It's
keep
tough.
Your hand in it.
Well, I mean, frankly, that's one of the most difficult parts of sort of growing a restaurant group is that, you know, ultimately you have to give up doing that one thing day to day that you fell in love with the business for, and so
you're like chancellor now. You're like the chancellor. Well, get other people to do it, you know.
Only because he rolled off, you know. Wow, that's a hard act to follow, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, my daughter she turned 7 today, and also I have
7 months.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. You're intimidating.
I'm not. I am the opposite of whatever that is.
But my nephew and my namesake also has a birthday today, and he's out there getting ready to start a football game. So, Jack, happy birthday to you.
Right.
Right?
What did you bring us here? Enough of this small talk. What is here? Oh, by the way, that's before we do anything further, pickles, pigs, and whiskey. Story of your life, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much. And, and what we have right here for us, you know, I brought a little of everything, so... Mm-hmm. To
that's
represent,
the cookbook,
so.
Pickles, pig, and whiskey. All the food groups, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Or my three favorite, at least.
Oh,
so.
How nice. How nice of you.
It doesn't make a hell of a triangle as far as the USDA is concerned. But
what am I drinking here? I don't care.
It's, you know, as the Grove goes, it's perfect. Mm. So this is sort of our personal Grove experience here.
Cool.
Right now.
What are we drinking? Does it matter? No. It's good, though.
Bloody Mary? This is the Bloody Mary recipe from the book. So we call it's a Bloody Pig.
What's the difference about? Is there a pig in it?
Yeah.
Because then I can't have it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I'll get absolution.
No, we typically rim it with a pork powder made by a Latin food company that they use as an additive that you can a base to make stocks from, and so it makes a nice sort of salty bacon flavored rim. But obviously,
are you
we
kidding?
Don't have that. No, not at all.
You put pig in everything, huh? Do you?
You know, I try not to, but God, it comes so naturally.
Yeah. I got to say, I love it. Rabbi Twersky, forgive me. Because it's forbidden, it's even better. So, but the recipe for this, what is there something different actually in the that really is good?
Well, this is, we...
except all these lemons and limes.
I think that's the fact that all the vodka's floating on top.
Maybe. Yeah, I can only get it this far.
Yeah, I run into the same problem.
Jewish
right?
people can't drink one of these.
I'm just an aspiring Jew.
Take these off. I don't care. You put on. Okay. All right. Oh, that's delicious. And let's just say that beverages are an important part of your cooking experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I believe deeply that you know that all the different elements that you know people when they talk about going out to eat and dining, you know, I think. Everybody so focuses on the food and the chef and, you know, sort of all the pomp and circumstance around, you know, those two things.
When they should be drinking.
Right, exactly. But drink and atmosphere and music and... You know, all those things contribute.
I need to take some of my olives. No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're saying.
There's more, too, here. Oh. We got pickled okra.
Okay, you can have that.
Not for you.
Milwaukee, we never had. The only okra we had was in a can.
You're not going to get on. This is just in cans. It's just my can.
Is it spicy?
A little bit.
Trying to kill me? Oh, it's good.
Right?
It really is.
Yeah, right?
You're
a convert.
I'm tired of my food prejudices. I'm not having a food prejudice.
And
anymore.
I'm glad I was here to initiate that.
I can't talk anymore as a result of it, but what a way to go. Okra poisoning. Very good.
You die happy.
Very good, yeah.
Right?
Okay. What else you got here, Jeff?
Let's see. We've got our pickled deviled eggs. This is again, since it's sort of a Grove experience we're going for.
Okay. Hey, sorry about the Top Chef show, by the way. I don't want to bring that up.
That's all right. Yeah, that's it. How do we get adversarial all of a sudden?
I do not. I like you. I really do like you. I'm very fond of you, and I just only a little bit. I'm increasingly fond of you. Just take one. Clyde, here comes Clyde. Just leave me one. Leave me one and pass it around to the band. It looks like a deviled egg, but it doesn't.
It is because it's pickled. So,
pickled.
You know, this is one of those things that we sort of always fool with these taking traditional favorites and sort of trying to twist them into sort of areas they haven't been before.
What's the twist in this? The pickling?
Pickle the egg and then devil it. I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, it's a boiled egg that you just submerge in vinegar in. So
one left. I said take one. There's one left on the tray. Okay, that was delicious.
I noticed you didn't offer it to the crowd there.
Well, there's one. They're going to fight over it. I can throw it out there, and you guys, whoever gets it, get it. No, I'm sure they do that, too. Excellent. Do you do something different than deviling?
No, it's very similar. I mean, the acid from the vinegar gets all the way through into the egg yolk, and so, that added sort of zing is sort of what makes it unique.
I don't know if that was audible. Right. Excuse me. I know that you're...
It was endearing.
Yeah. You're into pickling and brining and that sort of thing, too.
Yes, sir.
Explain the science or the philosophy behind brining.
I really began applying sort of the use of brine to birds specifically because chickens, turkeys, ducks, except for farm-raised ducks, they have very little fat content to them because they fly for a living. They typically burn off anything that they eat, and so, you run into dry turkey and chicken all the time, and so my thought was, we brine it, we immediately add some moisture to the meat, and it makes the cooking process
just a salt brine or something.
Yeah, and we've got several different brine recipes in the book, but you start with a saltwater solution and then add whatever you want to it, and that's sort of the point.
Any
liquor? Yeah, at times, it just sort of depends on the mood or what the application is, this is one of the messages in the cookbook is that we do have these recipes for brines, but they're by no means finite. I'm sort of encouraging people to try to change and adapt these recipes and make them better. I mean, because they can always be better, and recipes are just sort of a guideline. They get you into the neighborhood of a good finished product. And while, I think that all these will, make you perfectly happy, they can all be improved on depending on your taste. And so...
But they can be worsened, too. Someone like me, don't you? I mean, that's why there's a cookbook. That's why this cookbook is here, because you cannot, because cooking is sort of instinctual, isn't it? I mean, for someone who knows how to do it, they know what to add. Unlike me, when I say, cayenne, okay,
Yeah, but I mean, it's something that takes time.
Art.
I mean, I didn't emerge from the womb with a whisk in my hand. This is something that
Let me see if I can picture that. No, I can't. Okay. Your poor mother. If you had. What's that
as
on him there?
The
What's he got there? Let's pull him out a little more. See what that is. The one I was attracted to, I guess, in the book there, I was telling you that the Coca-Cola chicken thigh.
Right, right. Yeah, that's...
How can you do that at home, for example?
Well, I mean, all you do is buy your chicken and you rinse it and put it in a bowl and pour Coca-Cola over the top of it.
Yeah. Seems simple enough.
Right? And, you know, then batter it and fry it, and you're done. So
yeah. What does the brine do then, the Coca-Cola in this case, to your chicken?
Well, I mean, it adds some sweetness to the chicken. I mean, I spend a lot of time beating up on factory-raised chicken because it's absolutely disgusting. But when you are put in a situation where you have to use it, you've got to do it pretty much as much to it as humanly possible in order to give it some sort of distinctive flavor. And so, Coca-Cola was obvious. Coca-Cola also the carbolic acid in the Coca-Cola itself actually helps break down the protein slightly, and so it makes it a little more tender, and it gives the skin a nice color as well. Yeah. So all the sugar in it. So.
And did you not say, for example, I had those lamb chops the other day, and did you not say that you actually had laid in a field with that lamb?
I don't know if it was that lamb.
Or a similar lamb.
Right. Definitely.
So you know, I'm saying you know your food source and where it comes from intimately.
I do. I have slept in that particular farmer's field with about 200 other chefs. Not camping out.
It was a flock of chefs.
Right, it was, exactly.
Were they all facing the same direction?
And let me say, and they were, right, and they were all entirely pickled by the time the weekend was over.
And those were the sheep there, sheep there too.
Yeah. So,
sure it was a wonderful experience for the sheep as well because they'd never seen a chef.
Yeah. They still talk about it.
Yeah, they're bleating about everything out there. They don't know what they're talking about. Very cool. Now we got some more stuff here.
Yeah. Let's see.
No, you can drink that first.
Wait, I can't do that for you because you really no pig, right?
No. I was kidding about that. I eat anything because I'm
how fortunate for us.
New man. I'm a cardinal new man.
This is our sort of country-style pork and chestnut.
Oh, it's head cheese, though, isn't it?
Nope. No, but just a pâté, sort of a country-style.
Oh, pâté I can have. Head cheese is a no-no.
With chestnuts, one of my favorite pastimes in the fall.
Pâté, Clyde? Here comes Clyde for the pâté. The pâté is in the kitchen with Clyde.
There you go. There's a couple already made up.
Okay. Clyde, pâté? You want the deviled egg? He won't touch the pâté. That's very disappointing. John, pâté? Sir, pâté?
Well, of course. I've got a dear old friend from Memphis who has a piece of property outside of town, and he's been cultivating chestnuts. I mean, you know, the story goes, you know, you used to, a squirrel 200 years ago could, you know, run from Mississippi to Maine, from chestnut tree to chestnut tree without touching the ground.
You think that's true?
Well, I don't care.
That's good pâté.
All right. You see, in the South, we really don't care about our cliches as long as they sound charming.
No, it sounds very nice. If I hadn't had this drink, I wouldn't have said it. Pâté is very good.
So he's planted 20 years ago a grove of about 300 chestnut trees, and so we'll go out and get a bottle of wine and go collect chestnuts. And
it sure looks like head cheese, though.
Well, I mean, it is similar. What sort of head cheese was born of. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a very sort of traditional country style French pork pâté. So it's it's just real roughly ground, and you see whole sort of cornichon and olives and whatnot in them, typically.
What?
I'm going to bring some to Sarah because I ignored her before. So.
Here, give her this one. It's all made up. You don't have to actually serve her, you know. Well, it's really not part of your job description, but go work it, man.
No.
Right? Everybody's job changed since I got here. Right?
I know. You've changed the whole affect, the whole affect of our effect. And there's something in it wrapped up. What else you got here? Is that something?
Well, if we really are going to go full boat on the pickles, pigs, and whiskey, this is one of the few remaining bottles of 20-year-old Pappy Van Winkle that we bottled for our 20th anniversary, which was a year and a half ago.
Wow.
It is.
What do I got left in the show here? Just 45 minutes or so. That shouldn't be so long. It's 11:27 now, if I have this. I should be sober in 6 hours. Be about 4 o'clock, maybe in the afternoon. You okay?
You okay? Yeah. And sure, suddenly I was on stage with the white Barry White.
Here's to you.
Cheers, brother.
John Kearns. John Kearns, Master nice. Chef.
Thank you all very
man
much.
Man about town. You know his restaurants, the City Grocery, and all the others. And here's to you, buddy. Thank you all so right, much for joining.
Thank you very
John
much.
John Kearns, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
I drink to him. Take it with you, because I'll leave it otherwise.